WD-40YH.
KO4HKX.
I'm with you.
Here, cleaning up and moving things around a little bit. What about you?
Working on my truck. I've got a feller that's brand new that's going to be coming on the repeater, I hope, here in just a minute. We can talk to him as well.
You welcome new people in.
Out with a valve train rattle. Turned out to be two bad lifters, which led to a bad camshaft, which led to a sloppy timing chain. So that's kind of sort of where it's headed. And it's a Chevrolet, so you have to pull the bottom pan off to get the timing chain cover off. So going to do an oil pump and flushed out the oil cooling system and changed the oil cooling lines between the radiator and the
been there, done that multiple times.
Now, I'm currently waiting on a camshaft to get here.
Have a 07 or newer Chevy truck.
1998 Chevrolet Suburban with the 7.4 liter big block.
That still wasn't quite as common as the newer ones are, but still done that a few times too.
If you've been a mechanic for any length of time at all, you've done that.
Surprisingly, how many times?
Count, I'm sure. You want to come help? The block is still in the chassis. I'm thinking I'm going to do the rear main seal, too, which means I'll have to separate it from the transmission. So we'll see how that goes.
If you're going to do that, you'll have to separate it, at least enough to push it back to get the flex plate down.
I'm going to have to, the flex plate's loose from the torque converter already, but we can't get in there. There's not enough space between the torque converter and the flex plate with its lid back to do anything else.
About 3 inches in there to get that thing out and get your hands up there.
I'll get me some long bolts and support the transmission, because it's four-wheel drive, so it's got the transfer case and all behind it. Support the transmission and put some long bolts in place of the bolts that hold the bell housing on and just slide the block forward.
Do that, or you can, I got to take the, push the tranny back and just let it hang there. That's, depending on what we were doing, but you've got so much of the engine apart, it'd probably be easier just to go ahead and pull the engine forward.
Yeah, we got the radiator out of it and the air conditioner condenser and grills off of it, all that.
Cam out of that one, you definitely got to have the radiator out of it.
Well, they sent me a cam and we pulled the old one out, got all the new stuff out, timing chain and gears is going ready to put it back together and got the cam out of the box. It's like, this thing don't look right. We laid it next to the one that we took out, and it was for a small block. So it's like, oh, man, I'm supposed to get my replacement Wednesday.
HKX, that sounds about par for the course anymore. You can't get anything done the first time.
What can you say? Let me see if Dan's found us yet. KQ4WRV, WD-40YH. You there, Dan? There yet. He's got a brand new radio. He's a brand new operator, so he's having a little bit of a learning curve.
Those days will happen, that's for sure. And, us being here carrying on a conversation, at least give him a chance to scan and see if he can hear us.
Yet you're doing that. What you been up to?
Went this morning to a test session over here in Hendersonville and hung out there with the Hendersonville Club for a little while. Then went back to one of the guys' house there and worked on a couple odds and ends on scanner stuff. And then come home and been just tinkering here in my shack, cleaning up, straightening up from when I tore it all down from the hurricane.
Reassembling it and taking advantage of the fact you tore it down so you can fix some things you needed to fix.
That would be the truth. And, you know, as a ham operator, you're never satisfied with how it is.
Pat, you do one thing and get something like you think you like it, and then somebody else shows you a new idea or you have one of your own. It's like, well, that's what the hobby's all about.
And learning and growing. That's what it's supposed to be about, tinkering. So that's why we got into this hobby, wasn't it?
That and the fun you can have when you're not using it for other things. I like to do a lot of four-wheel driving, and it's handy for that. Operate simplex between vehicles. And when my poppy was around, it was handy for keeping up with him. So it was fun. And it still is. My problem is I work a lot right now, and I don't get to play as much on the radio as I'd like to.
That's all of our problem. I'm fortunate to where I can talk on the radio while I'm doing my job. So if I had to go back and get a real job, I probably wouldn't have time to do that.
You're saying you wouldn't want to punch the clock. Dan says he's listening. I'll see if I can get him to talk.
4WRV, KQ4WRV, over.
Well, go ahead and talk to us. You just talk like you normally would if you was having a conversation face-to-face.
Well, it's good to talk to Jude, Johnny, and whoever else. I guess there's multiple people on this right now. Well, I'm making a little progress. Took me about 5 minutes to find the band, the memorized frequencies again.
Just do it. And remember, you got a VFO. You can always tune what you need, even without memories channels being programmed.
It with the repeater, it had to have all those other settings.
Do that manually.
Yeah.
I'll speak to the other gentleman.
Hey, this is Dan Jones. Who else is on the net?
And Dan, this is Patrick, KO4HKX. Nice to make your acquaintance, and welcome to the hobby.
Thank you, Patrick. Good to talk to you. What are you doing this fine evening?
Oh, I was talking to Johnny and cleaning up my ham shack and putting it back together from where I tore it down and moved it to the church up here to help out them out during the hurricane, and just messing around in here this afternoon.
That's great. I just got called to dinner, so I'm gonna sign off for a little bit.
Pleasure meeting you, and look forward to talking to you many more times down the log. KO4HKX.
KQ4WRV. Johnny, how does my transmission sound to you with this antenna?
And no problems at all.
And I'll be back in a little bit, maybe. I'll see you.
Dan, check in the net if you can, WD40YH. It starts at 9 o'clock. And if you just listen to it for a little bit, you'll kind of catch on how to check in. Patrick, I think I'm going to go make me something to eat, too. I just got a call from work that they need some attention down there with a motor drive. And it's one of the big ones. We've got some 600 horsepower drives down there that run the extruders, and they've got one that's got a fault that's saying it's got a short. So I'm going to see if I can give the individual who's working on a call, see if we can talk him through some testing, see how that turns out.
Here you on a repeater this evening, and good luck with that. Sometimes that trying to talk to somebody through something like that on the phone is not always the easiest thing to do. But good to hear you, and look forward to talking to you later. KO4HKX. I'll be clear for now. 7-3.
Same here, and I hope you have a good evening, and good luck straightening out your ham shack. Look forward to seeing, laying eyes on you at some point in time. Take care of yourself. WD40YH.